Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Hank Haney and Minnesota Tim Perochka. I am in Scottsdale, Minnesota. Tim is in Minnesota. Where are you today, Minnesota Tim? Where are you? I want to know your location right now. Are you at the closet? Do you still own the car? Are you still living at the closet? You're moving out of the closet. Yeah. I know. When do you move out of the closet?
January 8th is when I can move into my new apartment with one bedroom. So no longer the closet.
Expanding. What do you mean one? Oh, because your place you're at now is a no bedroom, right? You're in a no bedroomer.
Yeah, I'm sleeping in the closet.
Okay, you're sleeping. Well, by the way, what does your fiance think about your sleeping conditions over there? Just out of curiosity.
She doesn't mind. She doesn't mind it.
She thinks it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, she's not mind. She don't mind.
Okay, so the
we're never there, but she doesn't mind it.
Okay, what's the new apartment? Where's that located?
That is located near the hometown of my fiance. It's about 5 minutes from her house.
Okay, how far is that from Hollywood, Minnesota?
It's about 50 minutes.
50? 50? Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm trying to get my bearings here. That's a long way away.
Well, my apartment now is about 40, so it's about the same.
Okay. Do you like it over there? I mean, how's Minnesota? Is that where, do they have police over there, or they defunded them all over there?
Yeah, we still got police where I'm moving. Okay. I'm moving to Coon Rapids, right. Minnesota.
Is that where that Omar is in charge? Is she in charge over there?
No, the squad? She's not in charge.
The squad?
No.
No? Okay. Anyway, I'm just trying. Is that Mall of America? Is that near there? You got a Ferris wheel going?
I'm moving further away from the mall.
Wow. Okay. All right. What is it famous for? It's famous for something.
It's famous for something. I don't know. I'm not. You know what's super cool? You know what? Something that's super fascinating. So where I'm moving is Coon Rapids. Cousin Tyler teaches in Coon Rapids, about 2 miles away from my apartment.
Okay. Cousin Tyler.
Cousin Tyler.
Wow. Does Cousin Tyler live in Hollywood?
No, he lives in Bloomington. He lives near the mall.
Okay. So your new address is Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
Yes.
I think I've heard of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, actually.
Oh, bullshit.
Okay, so today we're...
You're lying. There's no way.
No, I'm serious. I have heard of it. Where are you broadcasting from today?
I am broadcasting from in Champlain Park, Minnesota at the fiance's work in the x-ray room.
Oh, jeez. What if somebody needs to take an x-ray?
Well, I already asked the front desk to see if they needed the x-ray room, and they said no.
Wow.
But I'm waiting for someone to walk in any moment.
Your fiance is a chiropractor.
Yes.
Does she give you an adjustment or two?
Yes, she does.
How does it feel? Pretty good? Set yes. you free?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah? Yeah, what do you got issues with? Back?
Yeah, I get back spasms every once in a while.
You do?
Yeah.
From doing what? Walking so much?
Yeah, it could be.
Walking in the cold, where you know, one thing I've noticed is you haven't been doing as many walks lately.
Yeah, I've been running more.
When you used to walk all the time, I always felt like you're trying to find yourself or something. I don't know, but you must have located them.
I located them. I found them.
You found them. You don't need to walk as much. Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah, I knew that. See, I had you. I had you read. Now you're back. You're back running. Are you going to marathon again?
Yeah, my fiance wants to run a marathon with me one day.
Oh, my gosh. Serious? So is she training with you?
Well, we're not training yet, but we're starting to run a couple of miles a day.
Has she ever run a marathon?
She has not, but it's on her list of goals.
Give me an honest appraisal. Do you think she can do it?
I do think she can do it. She's tough.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's you gotta, if you've never done it, how long does it take to get ready for a marathon? Like if you've never done it, like if you're her, how many marathons you run?
I've ran six.
Okay. What will it take for her to get ready?
What will it take? Well, it will take a plan to get better, to develop stamina, to develop the strength to persevere through 26.2 miles.
Okay. And approximately how long would it take to like, okay, well, right now we're looking at, it's first week of December, 2020. When could she be ready for a marathon?
I would say by March.
3 months, 4 months?
Yeah, it only takes about 3 or 4 months to get ready.
What's the most she's ever run in her life?
I don't know. She's done a 10K.
What's the longest she's ever run in her life?
She's done triathlons and she's done 10Ks.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's okay. So she's gone. What is a triathlon? How many miles is that?
I think that's a couple.
Oh, it's just 2 miles?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Triathlon? That would be a mini triathlon, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't a full triathlon.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was. I don't know.
All right, well, wouldn't that be a question somebody would ask?
Yeah.
Like you think, like if the most somebody's ever run in their life is 2 miles, I got to think it's going to take more
than
4 months.
She's ran more than 2 miles. She's ran 10Ks before.
Okay, 10K.
There's different kinds of triathlon, so it's confusing.
Okay. All right. Well, you think she's going to be ready?
I do.
All right. Are you going to tell her what to do?
Well, I don't think we're going to sign up for a race in March, but in the next few years, we'll run a marathon together.
Oh, wow. Jeez. You're going to be ready in March, but you're going to take a couple years anyways?
Well, yeah.
All right.
There's no marathons in March in Minnesota. It's too cold.
No, when's the first marathon coming up?
Well, I mean, I'm not even sure if they're having marathons. I mean.
Yeah. COVID.
Yeah.
COVID.
They've all been canceled.
Yeah. Not good. A lot of stuff canceled. But it's coming. The vaccine's coming. You going to take the vaccine?
I don't know. I'm young.
What does that mean?
It means I've probably already had it, and I don't even know I had it.
Oh, that's what you're thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Did you have a sniffle back one? A couple of months
ago? Back in February. I was sick for about a week and a half.
Oh, really? You probably had it then.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you have a temperature?
Yeah, I was really sick. I was.
Oh, wow. You probably had it then. You didn't get tested?
No, I didn't get tested. COVID wasn't even a thing yet.
Oh, well, then how could you have had it?
Well, because reports were saying it was here earlier than anyone even knew.
Well, so you might have had it.
Yeah, I don't know if I had it.
All right.
Speculation, pure speculation.
I don't think I've had it. I don't think I've had it. I'm going to do a vaccine for sure. I'm 65. I got to have it, you know. I'm going to do it. Okay. No doubt about it. Yeah. I'm anxious to. Yeah, hope I get the vaccine before I get the COVID. That's what I'm hoping for. You know, it'd be nice. Just get that behind us. Boy, it's been a tough year. All right, we're gonna talk. We got a new segment, right?
Yes, we do.
We want to tease it a little.
Yeah, we'll tease it.
What is it?
It is called Blank Take.
Blank Take. Okay, we'll let everybody's imagination run wild on that one, and we'll get into the Blank Take when we come back on the Hank Haney Podcast. But before we go, make sure you remember to go to HaneyUniversity.com. That's where you get your free instructional emails and a lot of great offers on golf products that could help your game or make you enjoy the game more. A lot of good stuff there at HaneyUniversity.com, but the main thing is free instructional emails on a daily basis. So go there and register. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney Podcast. All right, Tim, Blank Take, huh?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I just randomly came up with it.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
I was thinking of segment ideas for the podcast, and I was diving deep into my brain and picking it apart and thinking about second amendment ideas that we could do every week on different days. And blank take came into my mind where I come up with a sentence and you finish the sentence. So it's basically a fill in the blank, but it sounds catchier to say blank take.
Mm, I like it. I like it.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got a lot of blanks to fill in, or what do you got here?
Yeah. So I have a few here. I mean, we can save some for the next time as well. I have 8 in total right now, and I actually have more, but I save some for later. Okay. And we can do this every week, just something a little different to get the mind spiraling out of control a little bit. So my first blank take, because Charles Barkley was playing, and this is in honor of Charles Barkley and other celebrities that play golf, and Peyton Manning and Steph Curry. You've taught a lot of celebrities, so fill in the blank. Your favorite celebrity lesson has been with...
Oh, wow. I have, you know, that's one thing that I have done a lot of. I've when you're a golf instructor of notoriety, everybody, you know, wants to ask you questions, and people that are, you know, big golfers are like, oh, I'd love to have you watch me hit sometime or this and that. And you get the opportunity to help celebrities. Then I've been to the American Century Classic. I went there like 3 or 4 years in a row. My friend Jonathan Thomas is the CEO of American Century, and they host that event, American Century Celebrity Championship in Tahoe. And I always would go there. And so a lot of, all the players that are there, they're all golf nuts. They're all wanting to get better, all wanting to improve. So I watched a lot of them there. And I've had a lot of, and then of course I had my Haney Project show on the Golf Channel, where I had Charles Barkley, and I had Ray Romano and Michael Phelps and Adam Levine. And I mean, it was, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it was great. Okay, so favorite celebrity. Boy, I don't want to slight anybody here. I mean, everybody. I'm gonna give you. Well, first off, okay, number one on my list is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is one of my favorite people in the world. He introduced my wife Suzanne to me, so I'm forever indebted for him that way. So I've got to say, if it wasn't for me helping Charles, I wouldn't have met Suzanne and, gotten married. And then, you got son Henry and the whole thing. So anyway, I got to say Charles Barkley, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Of all the celebrity entertainers, sports personalities that I've ever been around, he treats people. And a lot of these guys I've been around that are really, really great guys. But I've never seen anybody treat people better than Charles Barkley. I mean, he literally, will say hello to every single person, take pictures with every person, talk to them. I mean, if he's at a bar, I mean, he'll not only, talk to you there, he'll be buying the drinks too. Hey, he's just he's a great guy. And even though my show, The Haney Project, with Charles was, so-so results. Now, I'm not going to call it a total disaster, but it was so-so. Could have been better. It's a tough fix. I was thrilled to death to see him on the match, Champions for Change, and he didn't hitch. It's a low bar. Just don't hit. You can hit it. You can shank it in the bushes. You can top it over there in the rocks. You can, yip it from 3 feet. You can, do anything. Doesn't matter. Chunk it short of the green, no problem. Just don't hitch. And he didn't. And that alone was a huge, huge plus. So I was thrilled to see him have a better experience at the match that they had, Champions for Change. And, of course, he won with Phil Mickelson. So that was cool. But on top of my list, I would put Charles Barkley. Now, I'm gonna give you a couple others, just since you asked me that question. I really enjoyed helping Adam Levine. I mean, he's still, somebody that I still help to this day. He sends me videos of his swing all the time. I like the fact that he's so into it, so dedicated, wants to get better. And that is something, you know, I really like when people just like are into it and want, you know, and they want to get better and they want to improve and they're focused in that way. And it's always a great, like one of the things that I look at, like when you say, what's your favorite celebrity lesson? It's like, you know, what I get to learn. And when I, you know, I'm around great achievers, and that's, you know, when somebody gets to be a celebrity, you know, you call it a celebrity lesson. When somebody gets to be a celebrity, they're a great achiever. And when they've achieved something great, there's something probably different about them. You know, their mentality, their work ethic, their, you know, just a physical ability, you know, whatever it is. There's something, and a lot of times it's more than one thing, but they have that something that other people don't have. Adam Levine is fun to help and you know, dedicated, and you know, he will stand out there and work, and that's cool. Michael Phelps is another one. You know, I had him on my show, The Haney Project. I mean, that to see like his focus, I mean, you know, here's a guy that's the greatest Olympian ever. You know, I mean, what is he, 23? I don't know, 23 gold medals, 25 or 6 gold medals overall. I don't know, you know. And I never forget the line that he would say, like after every day, he'd say, like, you know, I feel like we made some good baby steps today. And he was very content with making baby steps, which you have to do in his sport, in swimming. You're just making incremental steps. You're just gradually getting better. And then you peak at the Olympics, like he always did. Yeah, but there's been so many of them. Guys, you know, I helped Sugar Ray Leonard, one of the nicest people I ever met in my life. Incredible. You know, unbelievable athlete. Rush Limbaugh was probably the best listener I ever taught. And it shocked me because I thought, you know, this guy is just so opinionated on everything. You know, I don't know, he's probably not going to listen to anything. And he was like the best listener, one of the best students I ever had. And it was fun helping him. You know, he asked me this question. I'm gonna leave out a bunch of guys. But you know, those are ones that, you know, come to mind. Everyone that I've helped has been fun and enjoyable. I helped Devin Booker the other day, the Phoenix Suns player, you know, young kid, great, you know, incredible basketball player, one of the best basketball players in the NBA. And, you know, his focus, I mean, his determination is, and what a nice kid. Oh my gosh, one of the nicest, you know, kids I've ever met. I mean, really, really good kid. But he wants to play golf. He wants to get good at golf, and he is committed. You know, like I can tell when I help somebody, and you know, they're taking a lesson from me, or I'm giving them a tip, and I can tell that they're just going to have rabbit ears and they're going to listen to every single person in the world. And then I can tell when I help somebody, and they're okay, they're going to focus on what I'm telling them, and they're going to do that. And you know, I've got a chance with this person to help them get really good. Devin Booker's like that. He's like that. All these guys are, you know, phenomenal. You know, Tony Romo, I've helped him a little bit. Once he's a friend of mine, so I help him. Great guy, really into golf, loves the game. Boy, I've had a lot of those, Tim. A lot of celebrity lessons. They're fun.
Is there anybody that you would want to work with that you haven't worked with yet? Is there a name out there that you're like, man, I would love to work with that swing and with that celebrity, like a Michael Jordan, or I don't know, any other, Steph Curry, yeah, any other guys?
I hope so. I've helped Steph before. I helped him at American Century Champion. Great guy. I mean, when I look at a student, I don't care who they are, what they've done, what their accomplishments are. I just want, just give me somebody with a good attitude. Now, if you could have somebody with a good attitude that has, you know, good work ethic, okay, that's really good. Okay, good attitude, good work ethic. There you go. All right, then you take somebody, good attitude, good work ethic, and athletic ability. Because, you know, I mean, you got to be real. I mean, if somebody can, you know, can only hit it 220 yards, you know, they're not going to be a scratch player. It's just not, you know, it's not that you can't play a nice game of golf. You can hit it 150 yards to play a nice game of golf. You can hit it less than that and enjoy the game, whatever. It's fine. But when somebody, you know, can hit it and they can make it go and they've got, you know, club head speed, then as an instructor, you look at it and you think, you know, that's somebody that's got a lot of potential and it's going to be fun to watch them progress. But really, to me, it just starts with attitude, work ethic, you know, and those are the two things, just attitude and work ethic, attitude and work ethic. And if you have those two things and you come to me for a lesson, I'll tell you what, you're a great student in my mind. And, you know, whether you're a celebrity or not, I mean, I can honestly say that, you know, like when I've helped celebrities over the course of my career, it's not something that just like jazzes me up so much, because I'm thinking, you know, is he going to have a good attitude? Is she going to have a good attitude? But I've always thought, if I've got a chance to be around people that are highly successful, I'm always going to learn something. And I feel like every great achiever I've ever been around, I've always learned something, always. And that's the part that makes it, like, you know, the favorite part for me. The favorite part for me is like, today I'm going to be around a great achiever, and today I'm going to learn something about how to achieve greatness. I mean, it's just that's that. So I'm always the one, even though I'm spending the whole time passing on my knowledge, I feel like I'm the one that's gaining the most from it, and that's the that's the thing that's fun for me. All right, well, let's take a break. Speaking of getting better, you can send a video of your swing to golfschools@hankaney.com, and one of my instructors will have a look at it, send you back a lesson. It'll either be the great predictor Steve Johnson, or maybe my man Doug Alexander, or Cliff Mishler. I mean, one of the guys, that they will look at it and they will send it back and give you an outline of what you need to work on in your swing. It's a great chance for you to get better. Another thing you can do is you can sign up at HaneyUniversity.com, and you can get my free instructional emails. So if you're looking to get better at the game of golf, this is your chance to do it. HaneyUniversity.com, or send your videos into golfschools@HankHaney.com, and you get free. It's free. Both of these two things are free. And you can't, you know what they say about free. You know what Steve Johnson says? Steve Johnson says, if it's free, give me three. That's what he says. Yeah, that's his deal. All right, we'll be right back on the Hank Any Podcast. All right, Tim, what's our next blank take?
All right, blank take number two. Charles Barkley's swing in the match was...
Oh, I talked about that a little bit. It was good. I mean, when he hit it down the first fairway, see, you missed it. You didn't watch this thing.
I saw the highlight. I saw the hook. Mm-hmm. I saw the hook into the fairway.
I watched it. I mean, yeah, I was so proud of Charles.
Were you shocked? Man. Was it shocking?
Nah, he said he had said that he was had been playing really good. I'd heard that he'd been playing good.
Doesn't mean anything. Still, yeah, you gotta put it together.
No, well, the pressure. There's no doubt about that. But when, you know, he'd been talking about his game, he said he'd been practicing a lot, and I'd heard through the grapevine that he had been playing much better. And a friend of mine, Brian Zurif, who put this whole thing together, BZ, he's the producer of this whole thing, put the whole deal together with Phil Mickelson. And he told me on Thursday, he had been out with Phil and Charles, and they've been practicing. I said, is he hitching? He said, nope, he didn't hitch one time. I thought, oh, man, I think he's got it. And then, you know, my friend Jeremy Eisenberg, my agent, he texted me, and he said, do you think Charles can take the practice swing and the driving range swing to the golf course? And I said, I hear he's doing it. I said, we're going to see here in a second. And he got on that first tee, And he hit that ball right down the middle. And I felt so good for Charles. It was it just honestly, that made my day. I didn't care what else happened. Charles not hitching off the first tee. And you could see the relief. And he reached down, picked up his tee right away. Like, you know, I knew I had that. But it was good. It was really, and you know, when the guys on TNT got on there and started giving them the business, but you know, they also had to say, and Ernie, said, Chuck, you're looking better, and everybody was tweeting it. I'm sure it made him feel good. Yeah, he had some squirrely shots. There's no doubt about that. And his swing is a little flawed. But as long as it's not hitching and he's making a smooth swing, you know, back and through, it's something to, you know, grow on. He can improve on, and he can get it better. So I would say that that was quite a feat for Charles to have that swing. Did you missed it? That Gary McCord was one of the announcers, and I love Gary. He's a friend, and I miss him on TV. I mean, I always liked him on CBS. Of course, they got rid of him and Peter Costa, the two guys I like the most. But whatever. But Gary was doing the, you know, like announcing. He introduced him on the first hole, and then he did some of the stuff on the golf course, and he was blown away because he knows Chuck. You know, he lives in Scottsdale. And, you know, they've golfed together in the set. And his comment was great. He said, it's the second greatest resurrection that I've ever seen or heard about.
Jesus was number one?
Yeah, I assume that's what he meant. Yeah, it was a good line, though. Really good line. And Gary McCord can come up with some lines. And that was a pretty good line. I mean, like, he didn't. They had so many announcers, you didn't get to talk a lot, but that was his one line he threw out there. I thought that was a pretty good line right there. That's a pretty good line. Second best resurrection he'd ever seen in his life or heard about in his life. That was cool. Yeah, really good. All right. I thought Charles Swing was good. It was really good. Okay. I liked it.
All right. If there was going to be a match number four, this is blank take number three. That match should feature.
Yeah, there's going to be a match number four. You can take that one to the bank, too, because the sponsors love it. They had, you know, pretty good ratings. You got to understand, first off, the way they measure these ratings nowadays is different. They don't just measure it off of, you know, the traditional television ratings. They measure it off of how things get carried on social media. You know, like you said, Tim, you saw the replay of Charles' shot. Okay, well, that's, you know, that alone gives the match more exposure. I'll give you an example. Okay, the RSM, you know, tournament. You know, we were talking about that. PGA Tour event, wraparound season, okay, 0.21 rating, which is nothing. The match did over a one, but it's on Turner, which a lot of people don't get TNT. But here's the thing. I mean, RSM, how many replays do you think they showed from that? I mean, the answer to that's none. But with these celebrities, they're gonna show those replays, and it got incredible play on social media and the mentions that they had. And I know for a fact that the sponsors were like through the roof. They loved it. And they sold a lot of sponsorship. It was definitely a good event. They raised a ton of money for charity, over $5 million for the, you know, historical black universities and colleges. A great, great charity. And people loved it. I mean, there will be another match. Now, I don't know, you know, what it'll be. They had a good date. It's the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know if that's when it'll be, or maybe they do something, you know, next summer. I don't know what to do, but they'll be. And I know the celebrities, they have no shortage of guys that want to be a part of it. No shortage of guys. I mean, they have guys that definitely, you know, they got their pick, and trust me. You know, I mean, you know, maybe there's somebody out there that they would like to have that they can't get, but I would say that if there's somebody out there that they would like to have that they can't get, I would say that list is no more than three people long. No more than three people long. Hmm. I bet they would like to have I mean, I'll give you an example. I bet they'd love to have a president match. I bet they'd love to have, because Obama plays and Bush plays and obviously Trump plays. I bet they'd love to have a president's match. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be cool. Sick.
Yeah, that'd be sick. You think that'd get any? Would that do any good, you think?
Yeah.
That would be, I bet they'd love to have that. Now, you know,
Nicholson and Barkley versus Obama and Trump.
That probably wouldn't happen. But anyway, I think they'd love to have that. I'm sure they'd like to have Michael Jordan, you know, maybe another Last Dance. I don't know if that would happen. Maybe, who knows? You never know. Could. But I don't think there's many people that they would have on their list that they couldn't get or wouldn't be able to get. I don't know. You're going to see Phil again because he's the best.
He's the hype man.
Well, he is the hype man. He's the hype man and he delivers. I mean, he delivers watchable stuff. He delivers. I mean, he comes with the lines. He comes with the attitude. He comes with the, like you said, the hype. He's a great, he has no peers when it comes to describing, what's going on out there and how you should do it. I mean, he's phenomenal. I mean, so match four, it's going to be Phil Mickelson. I don't think you still got Charles going. I really don't know what comes of that. Because, when Charles goes out there and he doesn't hitch, then, it's not funny. And, he's not hitching anymore. Now he's not hitching. He's just not playing very good. And I don't think anybody wants to just watch him not play good. I mean, before it was the intrigue. Is he going to hitch? And when he didn't, it was good. So I think he's probably back in the booth. Yeah, and he does a great job there. He'll be involved some way, but it'll be Mickelson. I don't know. Peyton Manning was really good. He's witty. He's an iconic figure, he's out there all the time with his stuff that he does on ESPN. So I mean, I don't think he's done. I mean, you might see him again. Then. Okay, so you got an NFL quarterback, you got Mickelson, and who knows, I don't know who's Phil partner would be. Maybe it would be Peyton Manning this time. He played with Tiger last time, he played with Stephon Curry this time. Who knows? I bet Peyton Manning comes back again, though. And sponsors love Peyton Manning, too. If you look at all the sponsors in sports, they love Peyton Manning. I mean, look at all the commercials that guys on. So I would see, look for guys that do a lot of commercials. I mean, Aaron Rodgers does a lot of commercials. Maybe they get an Aaron Rodgers out there. Maybe they get a Patrick Mahomes. How would that be? Especially if he wins another Super Bowl. How about that for a hit? That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they got to find somebody else. They got to find another pro to play. Somebody needs to do what Phil Mickelson can do. And I don't know. I mean, who's that person you think on the PGA Tour? Is there, Tiger's not that person. I don't think he cares. He don't want to go out there and yuck it up. He don't want to, he was kind of quiet. I mean, and they showed they can sell all the sponsorship without him. I don't think he wants to do it. I don't think they go back there. Who knows? Maybe they do. But I mean, if he wanted to do it, they would go there for sure. Because Tiger's Tiger. He's going to be a big draw. But let's just say he doesn't want to do it. They got to find somebody else. I don't know who that somebody else is. I mean, go down the list. I mean, it's not Dustin Johnson. It's not John Rahm. I don't think it's Rory, although it could be Rory. I mean, Justin Thomas, I think, maybe. He did good when he didn't announce the champions for charity match with Brady and Manning and Tiger and Phil. He did that one. He did a good job, and he kind of described some shots good. And I think that was a kind of an announcer's kind of coming out party for him. He's got some trash talk he likes to do. And he's a Hall of Fame career kind of guy. I mean, he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If he isn't already there, he's going to be there for sure. One major, maybe he needs to get another one, but he'll get that. Maybe Justin Thomas, maybe that. Maybe he's the second. It'll be nice if they could find a, you know, maybe, you know, somebody else that can, you know, you just got to be able to do what Phil can do. You need a compliment to Phil on the pro side, pro golfer side. That would be great. You know, I don't know. Is there a female that could fill that role? I don't know who that would be. But I think those are probably some names that they start throwing around looking at. I'm going to watch no matter what, though. Yeah. Yeah. Well, who would you like to see? Give me your list. Who would you like to see? What would be your dream matchup there?
I would love to see Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Phil Mickelson is a must. And I want to throw Charles Barkley in there. I feel like they're the defending champion, so they belong to be together.
Okay. Well, I mean, oh, so you maybe you throw the Phil and Charles, and you put Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers out there, and you have a little State Farm deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sponsorships will love it.
Well, yeah, they would. Well, don't think that doesn't factor into the thought equation on that thing too. I'm sure it does. Yeah, there'll be something. I don't know. There'll be some names thrown out there. But I'm sure those guys are on the list somewhere. I think that's probably a pretty good pick. All right, good stuff, Tim. I like it. I like the blank take. Way to go. Way to come up with that. We'll do some more of that for sure.
Oh, there's some more. Should I tease one?
Yeah, you can tease one.
Okay. Minnesota Tim getting married has you thinking.
Oh, man. As I think.
That's a tease right there. That's we'll a save tease? That one oh, for next week.
All right, oh, boy. Yeah, that does have me thinking. All right, I'll think about my answer for that. All right, that's good. Really good. All right, appreciate it. All right, follow us on Twitter, at Hank Haney, at Tim Porochka. Email your questions to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so our podcast shows up every day and you can hear more of this. Go to my websites, HaneyUniversity.com. You can get a copy of my book there, my new book, How to Play Better Golf Today, Lessons of a Lifetime. Autographed copy right there. Go in there and check it out. And subscribe to my free instructional emails. And also my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, VoodooPainRelief.com. Get your free two-week supply there. I got all these free offers for you. All you got to do is take advantage of it. There you go.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. All right.
Do it.
We'll be back tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.